Good morning, team. How are we? I hope we are good. Welcome to episode 31 of the Get Up and Show Up live show. I hope we're having a decent week so far. And in this morning's show, I'm going to be talking about challenging your perceived limitations. And this is something that I've been doing a lot of reflection on, especially off the back of the weekend where I took part in my first running event of this year, the Coventry Half Marathon. And whenever I do these things, I always just like to be able to use it as an opportunity to share my reflections and give some insights into what I took away from it and how I can apply it for myself, but then also lessons and insights for you guys. So, as always, if you're coming through, please do let me know. Drop a like on the video, drop in a comment. Scott, good to see you, mate, as always. Yeah, if you're listening back, please do let me know if you found this helpful. So I actually spoke a little bit about my mindset approaching the goal that I had physically for the first part of this year and in a couple of episodes ago, because my goal when I come into this year from a physical perspective was to run a half marathon in sub 150. And I actually achieved that 2 weeks ago. So I actually went through the mindset behind that, why I did that. And it was about the that you're either going to win or you're going to learn when you push yourself for these targets and goals that you have. And that's not just from a physical perspective, that could be in any area of your life. But on Sunday, it was the main event as such. It was the date and event that I've been working towards since I started this year. And it was good to be able to actually go out and achieve my goal. So I again on Sunday, this was, I think, the third time I've done the Coventry Half Marathon now, and each time I've had a specific goal. That the first time it was literally just about getting around. Last year, I actually had the goal last year of doing it in sub 150, but I was actually preparing for the Hyrux event that I did on the lead up, and that was more of the priority. So I did the Hyrux event the week before, and then went and did the Coventry Half Marathon the week after. And my legs gave up about 10-mile mark, and I just had to push through. Still got a decent time, but didn't hit the sub 150. So the focus for this year was to come in and go all in on that and see what I was capable of. Because, like I said, a couple of weeks ago, I'd actually already done it. But in my mind, I set my mind to something that I wanted to do it on this specific date. And in my mind, I was like, right, it's not fully official until we actually go out and do what we said we'd do. And I find that I operate at my very best when I have some sort of physical challenge that I am working towards. Now, there's a fine line between having these things in place and using them to motivate you and give you that direction and drive to, you know, obviously fuel your actions. But what I want to put, this is what I said to, and we're speaking about with the some of the Unbreakable Dads last night as well. James, good to see you, mate. This is a fine line, because you can't always be relying on these physical challenges, these events and these things that you can obviously sign yourself up for, to only be motivated when you have these things in place. There has to be a foundational level of consistency and baseline habits in place. So when you're not working towards something specific, you can still stay in the game, you can still stay consistent. And that's what's really important, first and foremost, to identify with these things. But the reason that I work at my best when I am working towards some sort of physical challenge, so I've done, you know, multiple running events now, I've done things like Hyrux, you know, different things that have challenged me in different ways. And that is the reason I do it, is I don't do it for the PBs, the medals. Like, them things are great. They're good for the ego, right? But they're not what drives me. It's not what drives me on a daily and weekly basis when it comes to putting myself through these challenges. The thing that drives me is challenging my perceived limitations. Things that I have told myself previously that I wouldn't be able to do. And this can be applied not just from a physical aspect, but again, in any area. So I've done this within my business before. I've said that I haven't, you know, wouldn't be able to do certain things. And then, you know, now I've got the confidence and more self-belief to be able to challenge myself with these things. I do it on a regular basis, and it's so, so powerful, because 2 years ago I told myself I wasn't a runner. You know, I convinced myself that was who I was. And when I look back at it and I do a bit of reflection on it, it wasn't the fact that I didn't enjoy running, or it wasn't the fact that I didn't want to be good at running. What I was doing is I was looking at other people and looking at where they were at with their running, and I would just go out and try and do what they were doing and try and compete with where they were at and try and do these crazy you know, split times with regards to pace and you know, distances, and I just wouldn't be able to do it. I just wouldn't, or didn't have the level of conditioning to be able to operate at that level. And that was where my ego was coming in, and I was then realizing that, you know, I'm not at that level. I'm not at that point to be able to perform, to achieve these things. But I convinced myself at the time that it was just like not for me. So 2 years ago, the thought of running even just a half marathon was unthinkable for me. Never mind in the time I now do them in, and obviously I've done a couple of marathons as well, I never ever thought that I'd be doing that. And that's what I'm saying with these perceived limitations. I'm sure we can all do it. And if you can, if you're listening now, I'm sure you, in your mind, have these things that you tell yourself that you cannot do. Or maybe you've previously told yourself. It's the story and narrative that you lead with. You tell yourself that you can't do these certain things. And a lot of the time, it's just to protect ourselves from failing at these things and the feeling that we're going to get when we don't achieve them. But this is where the mindset, for me, personally for me, is where my mindset has shifted. Because when I feel like there is a limitation on certain things, and I feel like that certain thing is holding me back, I will now challenge it. I will now give it a go. I'm not going to be able to achieve it all the time. There's going to be, of course, limits to how far you can go, especially from a physical perspective. But there's always going to be a new level, a new way that you can kind of challenge yourself with these things. And that's exactly why I did what I did on Sunday, because, you know, last year I didn't think that I'd be able to do a half marathon in sub 150. It was something that I, you know, generally didn't think I, you know, it was possible for me to do. And there's nothing more powerful than going out and doing the thing that you said you feel like you couldn't do. And the confidence that then gives you is huge, not just, again, from like the physical side of things, but just then how that radiates in across every area of life. And that's something that I've seen, especially over the last couple of years, where I have challenged myself. You know, I originally said I wouldn't be able to do a half marathon in under 2 hours. I went and did that, and now all of a sudden I've unlocked that capability and that level of thinking, and told myself I'd never be able to do a marathon. I've run two of them now, and it's like, now I realise I'm capable of more with that. You know, I told myself I couldn't do one sub 150. I've now done that. So it's so important to look at these perceived limitations that you're putting on yourself. And I'm talking a lot about the physical side of things here, but like I said, this can be personally, this could be professionally, it could be so many different things that I can guarantee you're holding yourself back on because of the feeling of uncertainty when you're putting yourself in the fire almost of these things. But when you break through these perceived limitations, the confidence and trust that you build within yourself, it takes everything to a new level. And that's the biggest thing with these, is having the courage to be able to challenge yourself in these ways. And it doesn't have to be half marathons, marathons, like crazy things at this stage. It can be simple things that you know deep down you're holding yourself back on. It could be, you know, getting to the gym that you've been meaning to join or do since the start of this year, but something's been putting you off. It could be, you know, as simple as the habits that you know you need to be doing to put yourself in a better position physically, and you haven't fully committed to them. You know, you haven't gone all in on them because maybe you've failed previously many times before. And it's these things that, again, are just stories and narratives that we lead with, and will then shape and mold the actions that we lead off. So my message here is, don't be afraid to challenge the limitations that you're putting on yourself. Don't just accept it for what it is. You know, yes, it's about being realistic and not setting yourself up to fail. But the reason that these limitations are in place is because it's a belief that is being built up in your mind through the stories and narratives that you're leading with. They're there to be challenged. That's the key. They are there to be challenged. And you might not be able to achieve all these different things that you are limiting, you know, have limitations on, but you can 100% give it a go and you will learn a huge amount from it. So I'd love to know off the back of this, any of you that are listening or watching right now, what perceived limitations do you have right now? And feel free to put it into the comments. And is this something that you're working towards? Is this something you're working on? And are you challenging right now? And if not, how could you start to do this? So I'd love to know, pop it in the comments. It'd be good just for your own accountability. What's holding you back? What is your perceived limitation right now? What have you told yourself for so long you cannot do? We've had a lot of the lads inside the Unbreakable Dad program started to explore this, started to, started to be able to, actually take action on these things. So look forward to seeing some of you guys start to challenge these perceived limitations. And I'd love to hear how you get on with it. So, team, as always, I'll be back Thursday, usual time, usual place. Thank you for listening. If you found this helpful, please do, like I said, drop in a comment. Give the video a like. It is appreciated as always. Have a fantastic day, and I'll speak to you all soon.